This is the Evil Never Dies podcast with Brett and Carl. This podcast may contain adult themes, violence, and strong language. Listener discretion is advised.
The Evil Never Dies podcast.
Welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast. Pawpaw G here.
That's right. Your new name's Pawpaw G.
Paw G.
Paw G or Pawpaw G?
Paw G.
Oh.
Yeah, Juliet started calling me that last week now. She drew me a Christmas card and it said Paw G on it.
Is that G like gangsta G?
I don't know what it is, but yeah. So now
I said she saw the Moxley Beaver.
Yeah, she just wanted to know why he was all bloody and had a noose around his neck.
Yeah.
She wasn't too impressed with it.
No.
She wouldn't even sit in here and watch TV by herself because she said it was too scary. So
Moxley Beaver scary?
No, just everything in here, she said.
Well, I could see that, yeah.
Like, you
everything
want to go
together.
Because we were outside work, putting the shed together, and I was like, well, you want to go in and watch TV? And she's like, no, it's too scary in there. So
that's funny.
Yeah.
I'm yawning as we talk. I've been up since 2:30.
Yeah, it's been a long week. This whole month's been long to me.
Yeah.
It's taken forever. I can't wait for it to be over with.
It seems like December always goes long. I don't know why.
I don't know.
Birthday, Christmas, New Year's, yeah. Then October is always short.
Yeah, I know. And it's got just as many days as December,
right? So I don't know, man.
I don't know.
So this is supposedly our Christmas episode. Whoop!
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Even though I think, aren't you actually putting a Christmas episode out?
This is going to be our Christmas episode, but
I thought you was throwing the other thing out on.
On Christmas, we're doing something else. So yeah,
well, we're doing the same thing. But a different name.
Different year.
A different year, the same name. I can't even get that straight. In other words, this movie we reviewed last year for Christmas, and there is two remakes, and we've reviewed both remakes. You'll hear this one tonight, and you'll hear the other one on Christmas, yeah. I guess. I don't know.
As part of our friends Jimbo and Kyle on the Tragedy of Cinema podcast.
They actually have a real Christmas episode, unlike us. Oh, yeah. We got the Christmas tree up. It makes everything look purple in the background.
I had to turn my lights off.
It was blinking too much.
Yeah, remember them Dollar Tree lights? You can't. they blink all the time. You can't unblink them. So
I hate blinking lights.
I know you do.
With a passion.
But anyway, tonight we're doing Black Xmas.
Which is the remake of, what year did it come out?
1974.
The 1974 movie Black Christmas, which when we reviewed it, I remember I did not like it at all. Matter of fact, I think I trashed the shit out of it. And you weren't real happy with me. You like the original?
Yeah, I do. I just watched it the other night it just came on right after when I watched this one. Black Xmas from 2006.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, it has. It doesn't seem like that long.
Well, it does to me because all the key actors in it were big in 2000 during the early mid 2000s and have all sort of faded into obscurity now.
Yes, they have. Yes, they have. So
And
anyway,
also, the Weinsteins had something to do with this movie, so that could be a bad thing too. Because it had a bunch of pretty women in it, and we have the Weinsteins, so
very pretty women.
that could have definitely been bad.
The very pretty women was probably the best part of the whole movie.
I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
We'll see what I think.
All right.
Well, okay, you want to hit your stats?
Directed by Glenn Morgan and also written by Glenn Morgan. And did you ever see the movie Willard, the remake of the movie Willard? He
Ugh,
did
I
it.
can't quit yawning. Yeah, I did. I didn't care for it.
He
Crispin
directed it
Glover's
too.
too weird for me.
Well, that whole movie, I guess, bombed and lost all kinds of money and stuff. So he got the job of directing this movie. And he said that if this one flops, he's never directing a movie again.
Well, I guess he never directed a movie again.
No, he didn't. So, based on Black Christmas by A. Roy Moore, who was the writer of the first movie, the original.
I guess it's loosely based.
Loosely
Don't
based.
really have much of
I
anything else.
think he sort of went with like a sequel, tried to go
It does
with
feel sort of like
sequel.
a sequel in a way. It's one of those sequel remakes that's famous now. They weren't so famous in the early 2000s.
All right, produced by Marty Adelstein, Don Perose, Victor Solnicki, Steve Hoban, James Wong,
James Wan, I know him.
and also Glenn Morgan. And you'll never guess who is a co-producer on this movie.
I have no clue.
Mark Cuban was a co-producer on this. He must have thrown in some money.
The Dallas Maverick dude? Well, shit, I did not know that.
Did he own the Mavericks back then? I don't think he did.
Maybe not in 2005, 6, whenever that was. I don't know. I don't watch basketball anymore. I think they won the NBA title in like 2011. I don't know. So he bought it from Ross Perot's kids, all I remember. I'm a baseball
Cinematography,
football guy. I ain't a basketball guy anymore. Cinematography by.
Robert McClellan.
Never heard of her.
Never heard of him.
I thought it was a her.
Robert
So,
McLaren, McClecken, Clacken.
you're profiling people by their names. You shouldn't do that.
Oh, shut up. Edited by Chris Willingham. Music by Shirley Walker.
The music was pretty good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Did some cool versions of some Christmas songs. Production companies 29 20 2929 Productions, Adelstein, Peruse Productions, Heart Eight Pictures,
And that's James Wan's company.
Hoban Siegel Productions,
I don't know who that is.
distributed by Dimension Films and MGM, otherwise known as Metro Golden Mayer.
I didn't know the MGM was involved in this. Dimension Films was owned by the Weinsteins at this point, so.
Release dates December 15th, 2006 in the UK, and it was released on Christmas Day of 2006 in the United States.
It certainly the hell was, and it caused a lot of havoc.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of feedback from some of the religious groups because of the graphic nature of the movie in a holiday setting. They did not like that, as especially being released on Christmas Day. So it was a lot of backlash and shit involved in this thing. So I don't know, man. They've had worse Christmas horror movies. I don't know why this one got such crap.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, lots
Running
of worse
time
Christmas.
is 84 minutes in Europe and 90 minutes in North America.
Well, I've got the unrated copy myself.
You got it. What is it on Blu-ray?
It is on HD DVD.
Okay, yeah, because I was reading something about that. I guess we'll get into that
and
later.
And I can still play HD DVDs. That's hard to say.
Countries of Origin
was the competitor to Blu-ray.
Yeah. Countries of Origin is Canada and the United States. English language. Budget was $9 million. And they really did a lot with their $9 million. I think I
got to
give credit with for that for sure. But sadly, it only made $21.5 million at the box office, considering it a flop.
Yeah, it didn't.
I really wouldn't consider it a flop.
I think it was considered a flop.
I wouldn't, though. I don't think it was that bad. I don't know. All right, Carl, go over the plot of this.
Okay, so in this one, I don't know if it's the killer from the original movie or not. His name's Billy. Billies are usually murderers and assassins and assholes, so there you go. This guy's born with the yellow jaundice, which is liver disease, and is abused by his wife, by his mother, not his wife. Well, it might be his mother and wife. We'll talk about that later. She don't like him. So a few years pass, and the mother, I think her name is Candace.
Let's see here
on names.
Constance.
Constance, the mother. Her and her boyfriend murder Billy's father as Billy watches, and they bury him under the house. So I guess a few years later, the boyfriend can't, she wants to have another baby, and the boyfriend can't do the act. So, she rapes the son, Billy. So that's where the mother becomes the wife, I guess, and gonna have to have another baby. So we fast forward about 20 years, and Billy's locked up in the asylum. And guess what? He escapes the asylum and shows up on Christmas Eve to his former house, which is now a sorority house, which is the same sorority from the original movie, I believe. I don't speak Latin enough to tell you what it was.
All the characters' names were all the same too, I think.
They were the same names. It's a girls' female sorority. I guess all females are sororities. I'm tired, people. I can't talk right. Anyway, people start dying, and they die very gruesome deaths, and a lot of eyeballs get stuck out too, just kapook.
And eaten.
And then there's talk of well, I guess the sorority leaves Billy a gift every year. And then they mention the offspring of Billy and Candace, Constance, whatever her name was.
Daughter sister.
And she went missing, and they never saw her again. So that's pretty much your plot without any spoilers, except for the eyeballs getting poked out. That's a big spoiler because it grosses a lot of people out.
Yeah.
But people start dying.
Yes, they do.
And I do believe Agnes, the daughter, the sister daughter, got her eye gouged out as well. So there's a lot of
one-eyed eye gouging
children and peoples in this movie.
All right. I guess Director Morgan, he based the character of Billy off of Ed Kemper, the serial killer. He wrote that into the script.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's crazy. I could see that, though, for sure.
Yeah, I could see it.
This was filmed in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And I guess all that snow was real.
It looked real. It didn't look like potato shavings like some movie we saw the other day.
Or soap. Soap shavings, too.
Yeah.
All right. According to director Morgan said James Wong had various disputes with Dimension Films executives Bob and Harvey Weinstein, specifically about the film's tone and the way it should end. They wanted it to be more bloody and gory. And they didn't want it to be more bloody and gory. They said there was enough blood and gore in it. So
it was pretty bloody and gory.
Yeah, I guess they took out some scenes and added some scenes and stuff like that. So,
well, there's a big plot line, which I don't want to give away, but they sort of add a second villain to the movie, too, which I don't think James Wan enjoyed like that either. Somebody didn't like it. No. They wanted it just to be Billy as the killer, and we had to add a second killer to the thing.
Yeah, we won't say who the second killer is.
We won't say who the second killer is, but I will say it was Harvey Weinstein. That motherfucking piece of shit.
Harvey Weinstein in a dress.
I'm just glad he's in jail. That's where that fucker belongs.
Yeah.
They said everybody knew that he was a piece of shit, and they just kept working with him, though.
Yep.
It's sad.
All right, let's go over the cast here.
Let's hit the cast. I got a lot of compliments on some of the cast.
All right, first we got Katie Cassidy as Kelly Presley. Michelle Trachtenberg as Melissa Kitt. You know who she is, don't you?
Oh, I know exactly who she is.
Who is she?
That was Buffy's sister.
Buffy's sister from Buffy Vampires.
Who grew up in this movie and was yeah. She was grown.
Grown, definitely grown.
She grew.
Next, we got Mary Elizabeth Winstead as Heather Fitzgerald. Lacey Chabert as Dana Mathis.
She was the girl, the little girl from Party of Five, and she grew up too.
Yes, she did. And she was on All My Children back in the day too.
Nah, I just remember her from Party of Five.
Next, we got Kristen Choke as Lee Colwyn. What else was she in?
Don't know.
Above and Beyond, 95 and 96. And Final Destination, 2000. Was that the first one? Yeah, that was the first one.
I don't remember her.
Next, we got Andrea Martin as Barbara McHenry. And she was in the original movie from 1974.
Interesting.
Next, we got Crystal Lowe as Lauren Hannon. And I guess her real name is Yan K. I'd be going by Crystal too. Yan K. Crystal Lowe.
Okay.
And she's also been in Children of the Corn Revelation from 2001, Final Destination 3 in 2006.
A lot of Final Destination alumni.
And Wrong Turn 2 Dead End in 2007. Then she did a bunch of Hallmark films. Next, we got Oliver Hudson as Kyle Autry. He played the boyfriend to a couple of them girls.
Couple of them.
Karen Knovel as Constance Lenz.
That was the mother.
Billy's mother. She's a trippy looking broad, too.
His mother and his lover.
Mother and mother wife.
Yeah.
Next, we got Dean Frisk as Angus Lenz. Christina Cravici as young Agnes. Robert Mann as Billy Lenz.
He was a creepy motherfucker.
Yeah, he was. And Kanan Weeb as young Billy. Jessica Harmon as Megan Helms. And she's been in Battlestar Galactica, The Face of the Enemy. And she was in iZombie. You ever watch that show?
I thought that show was absolutely illiterate.
Next, we got Leela Savasta as Claire Crosby, Kathleen Cole as Eve Agnew, Howard Siegel as Beauregard Rice.
That Eve Agnew was like the related to the weirdos.
He was the stepfather that couldn't get it up.
Now, I was talking about that Eve Agnew. She was their relative that came to looking for him or something.
Yeah. Anne Marie DeLuise as Kelly's mother, and Jill Teed as the news reporter.
I don't remember no news reporter.
I think it was at the very end of at the very end of it.
You're right.
But anyway, all right. What do you got? Anything to add about anything? You want to go over the HD DVD?
So yeah, at the time we had the whole Blu-ray versus HD DVD thing, and you could only use you had to have different players for all this shit. Movie Trading Company kept selling the HD DVDs cheaper and cheaper till they were down to $2. Then they went down to like 50 cents. So I bought like all of them. I spent like $20 and got them all because I like the red cases. Well, this was one of them. And these movies were trippy because the DVD was on one side and the HD DVD was on the other side.
Oh, it was a flip-a-rooney, huh?
It was a flip-a-rooney. So when I got my PlayStation 4, I put in the HD DVD side and it played. So I guess it's in 1080. It looks damn good. So there's no special features. There's nothing on it. It's just the movie. I think the Weinsteins were a part of obviously the HD DVD crowd, but yeah, nothing special about it. I didn't even bring it out except for the red case that those movies came out in at the time versus the blue cases of the Blu-ray.
Yeah, I think you can get a copy of this on Blu-ray, but it's a Canadian version.
I think it is Canadian. I've actually got a good version on Vudu as well, which is also the unrated version. Okay. But you can't get it anymore. You can only watch it for free on Vudu, which gives it commercials.
Huh. That's weird.
But there are like two slightly different cuts of the movie. And one was in Europe, and then one was in America. Different cut. I think it's some alternate death scenes, and the ending was different. There was a lot of issues over the ending of the movie, and again, the Weinsteins getting involved in it and arguing, and yeah. It was just lots of disputes with this thing.
Okay.
I guess that's about all I got on it as far as there's not much about the home release. This movie's sort of been forgotten from time.
Yep, a little bit.
It's not a real common movie. It is on Vudu, and you can watch it for free. So if you want to give it a watch, it's there for free.
Yeah, I watch it on Tubi for sure. It's on Freevee too, but I don't use that.
Yeah. So it's available, but it's just sort of, like I said, you know, the original is the more known movie of the bunch. Then this one, and then the second remake, which we're going to talk about, I guess, on Christmas Day.
Yep.
Brett didn't like that movie, just a spoiler. I don't know where his views on this are. We'll find out.
This was nominated for a Scream Award for Scream Queen for Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Well, hopefully she won.
Nope, she didn't. She was just nominated. I don't know who she lost out to. So, and it was also nominated for the Stinker's Bad Movie Awards. It was nominated for the Worst Christmas Film Ever for 2006.
Okay. They obviously hadn't seen the original movie. Or some of those Silent Night, Deadly Night sequels. Those were some shitty movies. I didn't care for the original.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you haven't made me do that movie yet.
Maybe next Christmas we can do.
No, next Christmas we're doing Bad Santa. I tried to do it this year and Brett wouldn't let me. Bad Santa is an evil never dies movie for sure.
Yeah, I can see that for sure. It's pretty demented.
Well, next year it's Bad Santa. Write it down the notes.
Okay. I'll get right on that.
Yeah, there's just a lot of creepy shit in this movie that really creeps me out, knowing that the Weinsteins were involved in it. Like, there's a peephole where old Billy's looking through, checking people out through his peephole.
Yeah, all over the place, like in the
all
floor.
Over the place.
It's crazy. All right, let's go over some trivia here.
Right before, I do see that there is a region-free Blu-ray you can get in Germany that has both the theatrical and unrated versions of the film. So if you want to import this thing from Germany and get it on Blu-ray, there you go, because it's region-free. I don't think you'll ever see this thing get another home video release past that.
Probably not, no.
So on to trivia.
All right. Let's see here. All the girls in the movie did their own stunts.
Impressive.
Very impressive.
Because there's some pretty lethal shit going on in this thing.
This film was marketed as a Final Destination movie in Japan.
Well, hell.
That's
I don't
crazy.
See how that worked.
I don't either, man. Let's see here. After the film's critical and financial failure, Bob Clark began to work on a straight-up sequel to the original film, with Clark as director and Olivia Hussey and John Saxon reprising their roles of Jess Bradford and Lieutenant Ken Fuller, respectively, with Jess being the new house mother of the sorority house. His untimely passing, though, prevented his idea from ever coming to fruition.
That's probably a good thing. Not that he died, but that they never made another remake. Oh, wait a minute. They did make yet another remake. Some other fucker here a few years later.
He even helped on this film. He helped the director on this film.
I can see this as being an actual sequel to the original film.
Exactly. That's what I thought throughout the whole movie.
So. We just didn't know the whole backstory of him in the first film.
Glenn Morgan wanted either Margot Kidder or Andrea Martin, who were both in the original film, to play the house mother in this movie to pay respect to the 1974 version. And Andrea Martin ended up getting the part. And she said that she hadn't thought of Black Christmas for 32 years. And then he called her asking her to play the part.
I don't think nobody else had either.
During one scene, the famous leg lamp from A Christmas Story can be seen in the background.
Hey, I missed that, and I like the leg lamp. I wish somebody would buy me one.
This may be a reference to Bob Clark, because he directed A Christmas Story in 1983.
Whoa, I just saw the coolest thing. They have a Slayer Crucified Devil t-shirt for sale.
Who does?
Hot Topic.
Oh,
I want me a Crucified Devil t-shirt for Christmas. Anyway, back to what you were saying.
Michelle Trachtenberg became interested in serial killers during the production of this film and would often do research on them while on breaks.
Interesting.
Glenn Morgan and Bob Clark were good friends, and he received his blessing and even helped him on the film. And was credited as executive producer. And he actually got to watch the film before he passed. What, maybe that's what killed him.
He could have killed him. Like, Jesus God damn, Christ. He ruined my movie.
Oh.
Lord, B killed the poor man.
Oh, shit.
Well, as long as that damn Glenn Morgan never made another movie, that's all I care.
No, he just did some episodes of the X-Files, the newer versions of them that came out. What, they do two more seasons? Like,
yeah, because James Wan was involved in the whole X-Files thing.
Glenn Morgan didn't specifically have any male actors considered for the role of Kyle in the movie, which was the boyfriend. Instead, during auditions, he had his 14-year-old stepdaughter come in and check them all out, and she
she
said,
picked
he's
him.
The one. She picked him.
That's funny.
This was the last movie with the score composed by Shirley Walker.
It was a good score.
Unfortunate passing on November 29th, 1 month before the theatrical release of the film.
There's a lot of death involved with this movie.
The film is dedicated to her memory. On the rolling credits, it says, goodbye, Shirley Walker. Sanitarium in the film is Clark Sanitarium, reference to Bob Clark, original director of Black Christmas. The Ugly Duckling sorority sister, Eve, played by Catherine Cole, was a model at the time of her being cast in the movie. This is her only ever film credit.
That's interesting.
For being a model, they sure did make her look ugly.
They did.
But her head did look good on top of the tree.
It did. I thought she was actually going to be like the killer in the beginning.
That's what I thought, too. But nope.
They tricked us.
Film was shot in 29 days. That's really not much. I think if they would have went maybe one more day, it might have been. They would have went the whole 30.
No, they had to get it over before 30 hit.
Was that a Weinstein thing? You had to have it done in 29 days.
That was a Weinstein thing.
Oh, let's see here. Mary Elizabeth Winstead stated that during breaks, she would often read message boards and comments on the idea of the original film being remade and was entertained by the hate and the outrage. That's crazy. Message boards.
Hey, I still get on message boards.
All righty. Flashback sequences with Billy's family were filmed first. And the present day scenes with the sorority sisters were filmed next so as to have the dilapidated house be easily decorated with Christmas ornaments and decorations instead of having to do the whole process back and forth, which was smart of them.
That was smart.
Probably easier on the editor, too. Shit. Dean Freese, who plays adult Agnes, would often play the cello during breaks to keep the crew entertained. But that was weird, hearing a cello.
Yeah.
Cellos are like very haunting. Haunting sound. Let's see here. Like I said, Glenn Morgan-based character Billy Lenz on Ed Kemper. Because he, as a child, was locked in the basement himself. And he ended up killing that bitch. Oh, the snow was fake. Fake snow that was used in the film would unfortunately get sticky and very gluey. It must have been soap.
Must have been soap again.
Might have been taters, though.
Could have been.
Because it would rain and it would turn it gooey.
Yeah.
It looked like real snow, though, man. It packed and stuff. Maybe that's why it packed together so good. Left footprints and shit. Compared to the original film, which took place over the course of at least 2 days during winter break, the entire of this film occurs during a single night on Christmas Day. Must have been after midnight on Christmas Eve, so
must have been
excluding the flashback scenes. So,
yeah,
bacon was used as a garnish, which was baked into the Christmas cookies Billy ingested in the cannibalistic cookie scene. which that was pretty weird.
That was gruesome, yeah.
Despite the antagonistic roles that Yan K. Crystal Lowe and Mary Elizabeth Winstead play as rivals, the actresses became close friends on the set. All right. The hospital at the end of the film is the same hospital used in the show Supernatural from 2005, which also had Katie Cassidy in it. Let's see here. As the majority of the film takes place during a blackout inside a sorority home, the cinematographers and lighting department were forced to find inventive ways to achieve appropriate lighting on the actors, which included cutting holes in the walls. So they were making, like, I guess that would be like an opposite pin light, pin spot, in a way. Well, that's about all I got for trivia, Carl.
Okay, good.
You got any final thoughts, and what are you going to rate this?
I actually enjoy this movie, and I think it's a damn good movie.
Okay.
I like it better than the original. I like it better than the second, whatever it is, remake that we talk about on Christmas from Jimbo and Kyle's show. I never liked the original movie. I still don't. That remake, yeah. This is the best one, in my opinion. It's gruesome. It's gross. It's nasty. I mean, I think it's one of the better horror Christmas movies, no matter what the whatever awards say. So I have no objections to the movie. That's my opinion. What do you got to say?
Well, I'm going to have to agree with you, Carl.
It's better, isn't it?
I like this movie, too, because I've watched it twice now this week.
Yeah.
I always try to watch them, you know, to, like, catch any little extra things and all that. So, I actually do like this better than the original.
I'm surprised.
I found that out last night when I watched them both back to back.
Well, the weird thing is, I don't think I liked this movie when it first came out, and it sort of grew on me as time went along. Maybe I was trying to compare it to the original. I just know the first time I saw it, I was like, well, that sucked. And then I'm like, watch it again. Well, that wasn't a bad movie, and then I like it.
Let's see, where was I at in 2006? I don't fucking remember. I was up in Illinois, so I don't remember seeing this. I probably seen this when it came out on DVD. I probably didn't go see this in the theater for sure.
I don't know if I saw it in the theater or not. It's 2000. When was it?
2006.
2006. I would have the school teacher and me broke up in 2005, so 2006 was during my wild days running around with a lot of heavy metal bands.
Well, it
so
probably,
I probably wasn't going to the movie theater then.
Well, it probably didn't come out on DVD or whatever until probably mid-2007. So
I probably bought it on the HD DVD the day it came out. So that would have been the first time I would have saw it.
Okay.
And like I said, I was fascinated with the Buffy sister by then.
I probably got this on a burnt copy of a DVD.
Probably.
Cause that's back at the time I was really good friends with the video store owner and, she would let me have them a day or they come out on Tuesday. She'd let me have them Monday night and I would go home and burn them all and, bring them back the next day.
That's funny.
So that's probably when I seen it.
Yeah.
But
no, I think it's a decent movie. I think there's a lot of twists and turns in it, and it's quite sick.
Yep.
So I don't know how much the Weinsteins had to do with that. Actually, we keep saying them. It's Harvey, the one that was
jail.
I don't know if the brother is bad or not, but the name is ruined because of the brother.
Yeah, exactly. Harvey screwed up. But yeah, actually, I like really what I really liked about this is the way they did homage to the original, you know.
They did.
And actually seen the Billy character a lot more in it.
Like I said, anybody named Billy's an asshole, so you got to watch out.
Anybody named Billy.
Yeah, sorry if you're named Billy, you're an asshole.
Oh, shit. I wonder how many subscribers are named Billy that we just lost.
Oh, well. You got Billy the puppet from the silent, whatever. That's that movie?
Dead no, Silence.
Dead Silence, yeah. You got this guy.
Okay. So you're not talking actual real Billies.
Maybe.
Oh, shit.
Billy's creepy. I don't know. Maybe they're just creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, I know a couple of creepy Billies.
Yeah, me too.
All right, so what are you going to rate this at, Carl?
Give it a 3.
Okay.
I ain't saying it's the greatest movie ever, but it certainly ain't the worst. So
yeah,
on a scale of 1 to 5, I think a 3 is a good place to put this thing.
Okay. I'm going to give it a 2.8.
2.8. You can't give it a 3.
No, I can't give it a 3.
Yeah.
It's not that good.
I can't give it any higher than a 3.
Like you said, it's the best out of the 3 movies.
It's the best out of the 3, then it gets a 3. I don't even know what I rated. I know I like the remake a little better than you did.
Yeah, I that was a little too woke for me.
Well, y'all hear our comments on that one on Christmas, so
yeah.
I don't even remember what I said now.
I don't either. I didn't listen to it when I had to.
Yeah.
Edit
I know
it.
You sent it to me and I was like, I don't even got time to listen to that.
All right. Well, if you ain't got nothing else, Carl.
I have nothing else.
Black Christmas 2006. I guess that's it.
Merry Black Christmas from the Count Karabi Museum to the world, I guess. And yeah, look, it's decorated for Christmas. It probably won't be that way next week. So sorry, folks. That's the last time you'll see the Evil Never Dies Count Karabi red Christmas tree.
The last time.
For a year. I got to figure out what to put back up there now next.
I'm sure you'll
find. This old fucker ought to keep his Santa hat. He looks better with it, old Twisty.
Yeah, he does. So anyway, hit like and subscribe and turn on your notifications for the YouTube channel. And if you want to see our ugly asses,
subscribe to YouTube. We need more subscribers.
Yes, definitely. And leave us an Apple review. We haven't had an Apple review in forever. It's not hard. If you listen to the episode, it's right there. You scroll down, it's right there. Just hit comment and
okay.
Type "we're assholes." I don't care. But
all right. What's your name now? Grandpa G.
Paw G. Paw G's out of the house. All right. Stay evil, everybody.
Merry Christmas. And Black New Year's Xmas.
Bye.
Ago on Christmas Eve, his family became his victims.
What have you done?
Now,
all roads and airports are officially closed. This one is not gonna let up.
A group of college friends.
That sucks. Everyone should be home for Christmas.
Are about to discover.
Lauren, we're opening up presents.
Why don't you open the present we got you?
Their house.
I got it.
Is his home.
All is calm. All is bright. Who is in my house tonight?
Don't you have lots of toys to deliver to good little boys and girls?
You really shouldn't provoke somebody like that.
And on December 25th.
You're definitely getting punked.
Is that Santa's reindeer?
all he wants for Christmas
is Megan in her room.
Is a new family he can treat like his very own.
Christmas.